Say hello to the Versus community. It's your boy Vern Lee. And my co-host today is
the mad scientist J. Cole is back again.
Yes, sir. So this is going to be our final Midwinter Pod. We're just going to talk about the last event that took place on Sunday. And that event was called Everybody Gets One. So let me just give you a quick rundown of what that event was. So a few years ago, we had an event called Singularity, and all main characters had to have 5 health, and all supporting characters had to have 1 health. Okay, no, I'm mixing things up. That's how confusing this format is. that would be the that would be the Life is Too Short format. I'm sorry.
Right.
All the mains have to have 5 health. All the supporting characters have to have 1 health. The Singularity event is you can only get 1 of each type of card in your deck, or 1 of each card in your deck, with the exception of wild locations and basic locations. In other words, you would only be able to get 1 Wakanda, 1 Power Loader, 1 Iceman, 1 He's a Friend from Work. Everything else is you can have 4 of. So it's just a basic. If you want to have 4 laboratories, that's cool. You want to have 4 Avengers Towers, that's cool. All right. So basically, everybody gets 1, combines the 2. And there are two exceptions to the rule, being that in this event, MCs with 6 health were allowed. And we're also using the modern format, which means characters like Venom main character, Invisible Woman, those were banned. So just a mix of about 4 different formats in one. That's what it was. So were you excited about this format, Jamar?
I was overjoyed. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, me too, man. I'm one of those people that not only like the Singularity format, but I also like the Life is Too Short format. Both of those formats are I've played in events in both of those formats and done well, and I think Jamar can say the same. So yep. I was really looking forward to getting creative with this format. Building a deck for this format is a lot. It's quite the task. What was your strategy? Going into this whole format? Like, what did you think the meta was going to look like, if that was even a consideration? And just go ahead and the strategy in building your deck and why you play what you play.
Well, you know what? I wasn't too keen or too hyped on the meta, because in Singularity, I mean, when you can only have 1 card of each, it really throws off your way of playing, or you know, it can throw off the way you're trying to play the main character. And I think the last time we played Singularity was what, 2 years ago, maybe 3.
I don't know. I just know that me and you got in the top 8.
Okay. So one of the things that we talked about and about Singularity is because of the randomness of the cards, you know, what you get and so forth and so on, because of that randomness, you need an MC who can sustain themselves. Mm-hmm. And last time we played, I made the mistake and I backed off of Spidey, which is put him in the front row and you swing. You can't have him. And I backed off and I lost that game. And you told me, Sal told me, Jamar, all you had to do was stick to Spidey's plan, turn him right, go after the main character. But anyway, I lost that and I never forgot it. So when they said Singularity again, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna run this guy back because he's still viable. And but one of the flaws that I went through with him was I don't know what I was thinking about when I built the deck, but when I got to Midwinter, I had about 10 characters in there that had 2 health, 3 health. I was like, what in the world was I thinking of? So I had to use other cards that we had to fill in the blanks. So there were certain cards I would have used, but I couldn't because because I didn't have them. You know, they weren't there at the hotel.
I feel you.
I'm like, doggone. So I know it was like four or five characters in there that I wanted, that I could have used, but I didn't have access to them. It was what it was. But, you know, I use Spidey because the dude, he can get big. And if you don't have an answer for him, he just gets out of control.
Yep. All right. So my whole thing with the situation, man, I actually took the thought process of this situation very seriously. For me, it wasn't about trying to figure out a meta or figuring out what might be played. For me, it was a couple of things. One, I need a main that pretty much doesn't need anybody else to do what he does. He's going to help sustain himself.
Right.
Two, I wanted a main that had really good plot twists on team. So if I have really good plot twists on team, then I'll be able to have more plot twists on top of the generic plot twists you can add, which means that I might actually be able to have a full normal slate of plot twists to play. Whereas opposed to the other team, for example, Spider-Man, you only got about 3 plot twists that you can play, and they might not even be useful. You know what I'm saying? Utility belt don't help Spider-Man at all. So that was my other criteria. So what I went through when it came to putting cards in the deck, because I chose Hawkeye. I like when this was announced, Hawkeye was a pretty early option for me. And I'm like, man, I'll get to finally show people again how good Hawkeye is. You know, I've played Hawkeye online before, beating tier 1 decks. I'm like, man, I'm going to try to win this event with Hawkeye and talk about how great he is again, because nobody seems to realize it. So my whole thing, you know, Hawkeye just earn right from range and level up. And the whole thing about Hawkeye is, you know, it to me, what makes him so fun is there's this whole strategy involved in just trying to get him leveled up, because there are a bunch of different strategies that people can take. For example, if they can attack Hawkeye and go face down, he can't get XP. So there's this game that you have to play in the beginning of the round or the beginning of the match just to get him leveled. Then once you get leveled, he starts getting his quivers, and you know, you got to have an appropriate strategy to keep him face up. It is fun stuff. So that's why I went with Hawkeye. But anyway, let's go into the rounds. I'm going to start first. So I had a bye the first round. I was very upset with this because I'm like, okay. First of all, I just want to play. Anybody that knows me knows I hate buys just because I just want to play. I don't care win or lose. I want to play. And buys are great until they aren't. And if you've been on the edge of a tiebreaker situation and you lost out on tiebreaker points because you had a buy, that win no longer feels great. Getting a buy in round one, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. Now I got to like really just now I got to really show out to have a chance. Yeah. That was my first round. So, you know, I took, you know, I deal with everybody who gets a buy does. I walked around to see what everybody was playing. Saw Jamar had Spider-Man. I was like, oh, man. I was hoping he didn't run that back because now I have a huge disadvantage in Spider-Man. I'm like, and I'm sitting up here thinking, watch me get paired up against this fool. I just know it's going to happen. And so, you know, I'm looking around. I see two pro registration Ms. Marvels. I'm like, okay, that might be a challenge, but I think I can handle that. And, you know, I saw the new Winter Soldier. I'm like, whatever. That ain't nothing. You know, some interesting stuff going on, though. Right. So that was my round one. What did you have round one?
Round one, I played Ralph. And he was playing.
Don't do me like that.
he played Pro Reg Miss Marvel. And, you know, I sat down, and this is absolutely hilarious. I sat down, you know, I won the role. I went first. I leveled up. And so I hit him. And so he goes next. He pulls a blue. He puts her in a back row. I almost said flamed on, but he flipped the blue. He flipped the blue, put her in the back row, and swung. I said, bro, I got docked. He was like, oh, shoot. Put it to the front. And I was like, hold on, bro. You
oh my God! You can't make this stuff up, man. Can't make this stuff up.
I was dying, man. I know he was mad, man. I know he was mad. Oh my goodness, it was crazy. But to that counter when he did that, even if he was up front, I had a shock and a fan cover in my hand. So unless he had two pumps, he was going to lose those counters regardless, you know, whatever. But anyway, and after that, it just never got no better. You know, I think turn two, I put another location, I climbed. I was 8-8. I went in and hit him. I want to say he leveled. I'm not 100% sure, but I want to say that he leveled late. And even when he had a bunch of counters on him, I was still able to stun him because whatever it was, I was able to stun him, whether he leveled up or not. But anyway, after I leveled on turn one and hit him, and turn one, he couldn't hit me. Then I hit him on turn two, and it was just like, after that, it was just down for him.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was a bad idea because you are totally at the mercy of what you draw, and you don't really have any easy ways to make sure you get a blue. Miss Marvel was, as scary as Miss Marvel can be, in a singularity situation, you like totally relying on card draw almost.
Yeah.
He only got one cane.
He was fortunate because Spider-Man, you know, I have to use a blue and a yellow to level up, so he gets a blue off me.
But yeah, you can do that. Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, and then I have yellows and blues, and in singularity, you really can't afford, if you have a location, you just can't afford to put a character in the row. You have to put that location down unless you got one more wound to give and you can, you know. So, yeah. So
Well, that's round one.
Yeah.
So technically we're both 1-0. But yeah, you're a better 1-0. And so
a little bit.
What happened in round two?
Round two. Is that what I played you?
Yep, my first game. My first action game.
Yep, I did play you.
So what happened?
I don't even know if you leveled up.
I did not. I couldn't attack. Okay. Who was I gonna attack?
I wasn't
able to go first. So that means I couldn't attack you first to get at least one hit in. I wasn't able to pull any of the things I use in the situation that I would normally have four ups in the deck. But it's only one of in the deck because, you know, like Cosmo and other things that can nullify powers. I didn't have any of that. So I just sat there and died. It was pretty simple. It was five turn death. Like, man, this is how my day gonna go. Because I feel like I need to win a card. Now, granted, of course, it was tongue in cheek when I was saying I'm winning all the events. That was tongue in cheek. But man, not to win, right. Not any events, like get no cards. Yeah. You know that? I was like, man, no, I need to win. So getting the binding and then getting just absolutely demolished in round two was a little painful. you know, the way you laugh right now is how you were laughing when we was playing. I'm like, man, get out of here, man.
Hey.
You 2-0. I'm technically 1-1. I'm like, I know I got to win the last two rounds. It just was what it was. All right, so what happened in your round three?
Who did I play in round three? I know my last round was Kevin. Round three, I played
Dawson? No, was it Bam?
Who did Bam play?
Bam played Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. No, I didn't play Bam at all. I played the other guy. I think he played Fang Fang Foom.
Oh, Jason Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, what happened? Because I didn't hear too much about that one.
Not much, man. I mean, there was nothing he could do. I mean, him putting a negative on me meant nothing because I was still big enough to hit him.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine that was probably just a bunch of hit you, turn face down, and then when you leveled up, it was like, it don't matter, I'm still big enough to swing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if people just weren't paying attention during Singularity. Black Suit Spider-Man is just a whole problem in that format because he just doesn't care. He does not care about any of the stuff at all.
Really? Really does not care.
All right, so I guess I'll talk about my round three, man. I'm over here irritated. I'm like, man, I need this opponent, this to be somebody that I can just beat. And I get paired up against Dave. I'm like, I don't know. Now at this point, I knew Dave had Killmonger, so I'm like, man, this is like
the let me stop you there, bro.
Go ahead.
I thought I was gonna play Fing Fang Foom, and they switched me to Dave. That's what happened. I was going to play
Dave.
I ended up playing against Dave because
you couldn't have played against Dave in round three because that's who I played around.
No, I didn't play him in round three. I played him in four. That's what it was. And then
who did you play in round three?
I played Tevin in round three. That's what it was.
And you just gave a whole recap of a game you didn't even play.
I sure did.
Oh, how is that even possible?
Bruh, it is what it is. All right,
what happened with Tevin, man? Go ahead and tell what happened with Tevin.
That game with Tevin came super duper close because I was getting wounds on him. The only advantage was he had 6 wounds to my 5 wounds. And he leveled up on turn 3, I want to say. He leveled up on turn 3. And I was still able to get him down because I think turn 4 I pulled Daredevil. So I was out there doing pretty good. But around turn after Daredevil, all I could pull was a 1-drop, 2-drop, or 3-drop. I couldn't pull none of my lightning. He hit his turn five, his turn six. I don't think we went to turn 7. But he hit pretty much all his curves. I got the 4 after Daredevil. After that, I think the next turn I pulled, I'm going to say Black Panther, the Prowler. I was pulling Prowler. I was pulling Black Cat. I mean, I just couldn't pull nothing that could hit nothing. Just depressed. So, Yeah, so that game I lost then. I lost. I think he played ProRes Ms. Marvel too.
Yeah, he did.
He did play it. Yeah, he played that. And I lost that game solely because I could not pull no league game. None.
And it was a good thing. I needed you to lose. I needed you to lose.
I was mad. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I just beat a Ms. Marvel.
I needed you to lose, and I needed Tevin to lose round four, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
So, I'm up against Killmonger. Killmonger, between all the mains that were there, your main was the first main I did not want to see. And Killmonger's main was the second main I did not want to see. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. Like, because Killmonger gets dodged when he levels.
Right.
Because of Killmonger's stats and because of Killmonger's level up condition, I knew Killmonger was going to level up. And I knew that once he leveled up, it would be difficult for me to get to him if I'm not leveled up. Like, what needed to happen was I needed to go first. That was a must. Mm-hmm. Because I needed to be able to attack and go face down so that he wouldn't be able to stop me from attacking next turn. So I did win the die roll. I was like, yes, okay, I got that. I need to make sure I pulled my curve so that I could play it when I needed to play it. I did pretty good with that. And I needed to level up before he did so that I would be able to focus on getting rid of him with other characters and if I have to move Hawkeye up front. And also, I need to make sure that I stun Killmonger every turn. Now, because that was the only way I would be able to win. Now, I was fortunate. It was like the cards I pulled in this game was the exact necessary cards that I needed. Basically, what turned the game around was on turn four, I pulled a Daredevil, and I put Daredevil up front, and I had a Shock and a Fire cover, and he was not able to get through. So because of that, he didn't level up, and I didn't take a one. And I just flipped the script from there and just kept going at him until I took him out. It was close, but right. I was able to pull that out. I was like, okay, I got past that. I don't know who I'm going up against next round, but I'm 2-1. I need to win the next round, and then we'll see what happens. All right, so round four. I'm going to let you go first because my round four is hilarious.
My round four was against Dave. It was against Dave. And he playing Killmonger. And I lost track of how he levels up. Because I don't think he leveled up. Because after a while, I realized, I'm like, okay, you know what, man? I don't even have to play no doggone support characters.
Nope. Unless I have.
Huh? Nope. Not at all. Not at all. But he played the red. Who did I pull? I pulled Dinosaur. And when he flipped the red and KO'd her, he got XP. I'm like, what? And I looked at his the way he XP, the way he levels up, I'm like, man, I didn't even have to play that card. Or I should have just played it and just rammed him into Killmonger, you know?
Yeah, that still would have gave him XP.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
It would have been one less though.
It would have been, yeah, okay. So anyway, I think I stopped playing support characters, and then after a while, I just got him out. He couldn't do nothing.
That's a bad matchup for him.
Oh, and by the way, Dave says, he don't know what happened this weekend, but you got the best of him all weekend.
Oh yeah, I beat Dave in every single game he played this week, that weekend. Every game.
He said he was not happy, man. He said, "Bird."
It was a good weekend for me versus Dave, man. Every single game we played.
It was not happening. It was like, man, I thought I had Bird, and that joker pulled out another one.
Hashtag best oldie player in the world, baby. All right, so my round four was against Ralph, man. I'm just gonna go into this is exactly what happened in my round four match with Ralph. We sat down, Ralph shuffled, you know, did his little chuckles, shuffled up, you know. We rolled. I won the die roll. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going first. I'm gonna put this little quick wound on you. Hawkeye's gonna go face that. I mean, you know, I pull Hawkins so I can team attack you 2 XP. How to strike Hawkins. I'm like, cool. We just gonna keep it moving. And because my thing was, okay, if I get her down to 5 health, and I'm at, you know, I'm face up, that means every time he attacks, if he uses a blue, he'll be at 6-6, meaning he won't be able to stun himself when he attacks. So I knew I was gonna level up. And once I level up, the way my deck is set up, I know I have better plot twists. I know I have blockers later on in the game. To me, I just had an advantage. So I'm like, I'm about to win this no matter what he does, because I got Hawkins, got 2 XP, got him down to a wound. I don't have to put any of these blues that I have in it. You know, we just gonna go ahead and just end his game real quick, right?
Right.
So I'm like, cool. We started off great. And then on turn one, Ralph puts down a location. You know, he's like, yeah. And puts down Charlie 27. I'm like, bro. I'm like, bro, Charlie 27 is illegal. All your support kids supposed to have one help. And he was like, oh, he was just so floored. Like, oh my goodness, man. I can't believe I did this. Now, I had tried to remind y'all, man, it's you have to double check, because when you are building a deck for a format that's singularity based, it is so easy to forget the rest of the rules of the format. Because you need so many different cards. Before I left home, I double checked and I had Yondu in my deck. I'm like, I forgot. I can't play Yondu because he has 2 health. So, you know, I'm like, hey, man, we can still play it out. You want to just play it out? Ain't no point sitting here. It's like, no, man, I don't even want to play. So basically, I only had to play 2 rounds in Swiss, man. I was so upset. I wanted to show off my Hawkeye and everything. I wanted to beat Space in fair and square, but it didn't happen, man. So, you know, I'm sitting there, and next thing I know, Ralph disappeared. I'm like, man, where Ralph at?
He rolled out, huh?
His phone over there. I don't know what happened. I just know Ralph was gone. He was upset, and his phone was still there, as his avatar. That was that. And I just sat there like, okay, I'm 3-1. For the rest of the time, I'm sitting there saying, I need Tevin to lose, because Tevin is 3-0.
Yes. I'm saying the same thing.
And I don't know who Tevin was playing. I think it was Bam. He was playing Bamzilla. Yeah. I don't know exactly what happened, but the fact that Bam was able to win.
Remember exactly what happened.
Oh, well, you can go ahead then. Talk about it.
I remember the key point of the game.
Okay.
What was it? Miss Marvel was in the back row, and I think she had 6. She was 12. And he couldn't do nothing. He couldn't do nothing with him. He got stealth. But Bama just ran out of gas. And when he went on his next turn, he had Talos in his hand. You and me both walked off.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I just walked away like, this dude better. When I come back, this dude better play this dog on Talos and stumble in the back row. That's all I was thinking. Like, you better stop playing.
Yep.
Because he was sitting up there struggling, like, I don't know what to do. I'm looking at his head like, bruh, You got a grand. Well, I think he had a grandmaster and a Talos in his head. I'm like, it's very simple. Play the Talos, play the grandmaster, feel this on that fool, and end this mess.
Man, we both walked off because I was like, I said, man, I'm gonna end up burning something.
Fortunately for us, he did do what he needed to do. Kevin extended the hand. And we end up in another one-on-one free-fall with the same guys, me, you, and Tevin. And I was so happy. I'm like, okay, I get a chance to win an event, get this card. I was like, yes, sir. And then I looked at who the mains I was playing against was. I'm like, man, I got to figure out how to get past Spider-Man. I was like, this is gonna be a daunting task here, man. So
hold up. You knew darn well you wouldn't get past Spider-Man, man.
Hey man, don't worry about all that. We about to talk about this. Well, all right, so yeah. When you found out it was us three in the match, I want to know what you were thinking. What were you thinking? You thought you had it, didn't you?
I was hopeful. I figured, okay, because I figured, I said, okay, hold on. Both of these jokers got range. And the only thing going through my mind was, if I get the back row and go first, it's gonna be a lot of chicken wings on the plate, man. That's all I knew.
A lot of chicken wings on the plate.
Yes, sir. And when Tevin got that back row, I was like, oh well, here we go.
I gotta confess something.
Okay.
Where I was sitting was a part of my strategy. I wanted to make sure I was always sitting. I wanted to make sure that I was sitting in a spot where you would go after me every time. Because I wanted to make sure that I could hit Tevin when I needed to. That was my strategy. And I knew that if Tevin was going before you, because Tevin can get big, he will probably be able to fly over and hit you. Then I can deal with Tevin or at least get an attack off. Because I didn't want to be going after you and having to figure out how I'm going to attack you. Because when you go, you're probably going to take Tevin out, which means I can't even get XP. So the strategy for me started before we even started playing.
Plus, you told me that a punk move that you made early in the game.
What? I don't even remember.
I remember you played a support character that you did not have to play.
What was it, Iceman?
I forget. I think it was Iceman or something like that. You played Iceman, froze me. So I couldn't
I think I froze both of y'all. This was like in the middle of the game. I froze you.
Wait a minute. Hold on, wait, hold up. Wasn't Tevin? I thought Tevin was playing Frost.
Huh?
Was that in
That was a different game. I froze you with Iceman, and I played one of my arrows to freeze Tevin. So that basically allowed me to do whatever I wanted to do. And the thing that makes it work in a one, because you don't want anybody to get too far ahead. And I knew since you had 5 health, I'm like, he's gonna concentrate on Tevin. Because what he's not going to want to do is just go in on me. And then Tevin sitting over there with 6 health.
And a bunch of count.
Right. So I'm like, that dichotomy was working well for me. And Tevin just kept. See, what I think happened is I think Tevin underestimated Hawkeye. That's what I think happened. Because once again, not enough. Tevin, I mean, as good as Tevin is, he's kind of new. I don't even know if he's ever seen Hawkeye in action. And on top of that, you know, Ms. Marvel is Ms. Marvel. So it's just like, hey, let me get rid of this Spider-Man because I don't want Spider-Man to be out here. Then I just run Hawkeye over. But once I level, I'm just getting more and more, more and more goodies in my hand with the quiver arrows.
Yeah.
And I was just pulling right. And so that turn where I froze y'all and you couldn't get to me, that got me a wound ahead. And I think what, Tevin took you out?
Tevin took me out. He did. He took me out because what happened with me was I essentially lost two wounds because with Spider-Man, you start out with six, and when you level up, you go down to five. So when I leveled up, I was down at four health on turn one, which is not where I wanted to be. And so, yeah, so I actually died on the turn. It was turn four. I think it was turn four or five because I think I got hit every turn.
Yeah, you did.
I was
happy about it.
I couldn't pull no defensive plot twist or nothing. It was
very, very happy.
But I knew when Tevin took me out, I was like, okay, this is Vern's chance. Cause he got three special arrows in his hand. And you played Scarlet Witch. I was like, this is not gonna be good for Tevin.
So let's talk about what happened, right? I think Tevin felt pretty. Tevin, by the time we got to that point of the game, I had three wounds and Tevin had five wounds, right? So Tevin couldn't take any more hits, but he was able to get himself big. And what he did, so the turn before Tevin took you out, I was able to pull the new Scarlet Witch from the crossover four set.
Yeah.
So my deck had a bunch of piles in it, man. I had the adventure pile because I had the Iron Man in there. And then I had that pile, the terrain pile.
Oh, let me stop you right there. Okay. I got KO'd on turn, it was turn five because I had a Scarlet Witch. But I didn't have a location for her. I did have a Scarlet Witch. I think I played a Scarlet Witch. I just didn't have a way to use her power because I saw you had a doggone thing on the field. And I said, move. I said, man, let me play mine. And I played it, but I never pulled anything for it. So I never got it off. So I was hoping to get two terrains out there. But yeah, so I think it was turn five is when I got KO'd. So
another thing about what was key is that you couldn't attack me once I leveled. That was also huge. Like you were just looking at me like, man, I can't even attack over there. because you would have died. So you had to attack Tevin. It was everything was working out perfectly. So okay.
It worked out great for you, man.
So turn five, I drop Scarlet Witch. I get the terrain. I let it's a random terrain. I let Jason Roosevelt pick the terrain out. And he picks out it's a hidden terrain. I forgot what it's called, but basically you put it face down in the front row. And the first time you put a character up there, up to two characters in that row have stealth for the turn. So I'm like, yeah, this definitely going to come in handy. So I put that up there. I didn't put anybody up front. And then.
No, it's called Secluded Waterfall. Place this terrain face down. Turn it face up the first time you put a character here. Placement either of your roles, one character. Then it says.
I don't think that's the right one, bro.
Hidden path.
Yeah, hidden path.
Yep. Yep, that's the one, your front row, and you get it on two characters.
Yes, sir.
They have stealth this turn.
Yep. So I'm like that. I'm like, I don't think it was anything that could have been better than that. That was probably the most perfect out of the 10 in the deck. That was probably the perfect one at that time. So I'm like, cool. I got that. I put that down. Then you died. And then Tevin plays Copycat and then plays a Dark Star. He has no face-up locations. So Dark Star, because this was turn 6, I believe. Because Tevin went first. This was turn 6. So Dark Star was 6-6. Copycat was 10-10. And I don't remember if he had did something else to boost up Dark Star or not. But he had two pretty big blockers in front of him, both with fighting range.
Yeah.
So he thought he was doing stuff, right? And he was able to boost Captain Marvel up to 12-12. So he thought he was doing something. He's like, oh yeah, I just gotta get him. I just gotta get him twice and it'll be good. So I do my pull and I pull match. I'm like, oh yeah, he definitely going up front. Cause I had other ways I could have did. Dude, I had so much stuff I didn't even have to use all of it. I'm just sitting up there gleeful. I play match up front, revealed the hidden path. I'm like, yeah, he got stealth. And I forget the four drop I played that I put up.
Man.
I don't know if it was Daredevil.
No, it wasn't Daredevil.
It was somebody that can hit hard enough.
I think it was Stick. I think it was Stick you played.
No, it wasn't Stick.
You said it was a four drop, right?
Yeah, but it definitely wasn't Stick. I don't remember who it was. Either way,
I thought it was Stick.
He had stealth. It was somebody that was big enough to be able to do some damage. So I put them up front. In the back, I still had Scarlet Witch. I had Hawkeye in the back. So not only did the two up front have stealth, I also played the arrow that gave Hawkeye sniper. So I basically had three shots to do. So I just sent match in. Dropped them by enough where I could just swing in with the four drop, and he couldn't even get past the four drop. I didn't even have to swing a Hawkeye. That was game. So,
yeah,
man, it was lovely, man. I felt good.
Hey, I'm telling you now, if I had pulled a utility belt, I was going to get one of my doggone spider shooters, man. And I was going, I don't know, I probably would have got the one with the negative. And I probably would have went after you, but I'd never pulled.
You do that, though.
Huh?
I thought you did do that in the game.
The negative? No, I pulled the one that dazes.
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted the one that puts negatives because I couldn't get to you because I'm like, man, I can't hit Hawkeye without getting myself stunned.
Oh man, that mess was hilarious. I was so happy. So
dude, that was...
overall, man, at the end of the day, Team Apex took the event on Thursday. Team Apex took previously on Friday. We absolutely were doo-doo butter in the big team battle. We're gonna blame that on Ralph because. And then Team Apex had three guys in the top eight in the main event on Saturday, with one being in the finals and one being in the top four. Shout out to Bam. And then Team Apex took the everybody gets one format on Sunday. So we won every format except big team battles in the main. And I think we did pretty good in the main. I don't think we can complain. So one of the best weekends we've ever had. I would have to say it's between this weekend and Midwinter 2020 when I won like every side event but one. And we had two guys in the top eight with like the whole team, the rest of the team was like 9, 10, and 11, except for Bam, who I think he lost every game. But we just love Midwinter, man. Pete, keep it up, man. Shout out to you, Pete, for keeping the event going, even though you had a hard year. Our prayers are with you when it comes to that situation. Before we go, though, I want to talk a little bit about the tournament on Saturday. Because we all know that incursion is an ongoing situation. Me personally, I don't think we saw what I thought we were going to see. Which to me, when it comes to the cards that are about to get destroyed, I think we're going to be in the same situation we were. We're going to be in the same situation that we were for the next incursion event of not knowing what to do.
Yep.
Because people still haven't opened up the whole door with the Pixie Maximus situation. I think most of the discard stuff from the new Disney Plus is still going to be there. So it's going to be another open format. And, you know, whatever aggro MC, if any aggro MC gets taken out, it's just going to move up to the next one. So we're still going to be in a situation where we don't know what's going on. What do you think?
possibly. I think, as far as I'm concerned, we have to wait till the other sets that come out. We got to wait to see what's going to happen with the other sets, because there's a lot of different things that we could. You got new sets coming out. I mean, we got to see what's going to happen when Mortal Kombat come out. You know, I know the Boys is not even announced, but who knows? You know, one morning we wake up and boop, there it is, the Boys. You know,
well, we don't need to know when coming out. We know that.
Yeah.
We just started getting previews for the X-Men arc, which honestly, that's looking like it's gonna be Civil War, like being nothing too crazy. And then we don't know what's coming after that. We could get the new. Well, let me be quiet.
The only reason I'm saying Mortal Kombat is because we have the cards.
Right.
So between that, between Mortal Kombat, between the New Mutants, the new arc, the X-Men, Brotherhood, depending on what comes out, you know, that will kind of open it up, because
it's already open. That's the problem.
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you this, Dave played that Beast, man. That Beast is no joke, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? Again, the issue is this, and honestly, it's not an issue. It's wide open, right? So you got the out of time decks that are in the alt win decks, but those decks are countered by the discard decks.
Right.
Discard decks are countered by the aggro decks that don't care. Right. And that's why I'm saying I expected to be more of a situation where people were trying to counter everything. And maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was, and most people just settled on the aggro. But that's what normally happens. Everybody just settles on the aggro situation. And, I mean, Loki is kind of a combination of that, you know, aggro and discard. Now that he's gone, it's going to be interesting to see what fills the void. I think it's going to be wide open again, unless we see something bonkers in the X-Men arc, which we could. So, you know, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Mortal Kombat come out, man. In the next 2 or 3 months, or
no,
let's say
no, bro.
I said I would like. Hey, a brother can be hopeful. Okay.
You can't.
I can't be. I mean, yeah, I doubt it, but it would be nice if, you know, you know, if that comes out before Gen Con. But if it doesn't, Incursion is still wide open, man. And I think another thing that kind of stirred the pool a little bit, you didn't have a vast amount of people. We only had, 20 people?
We didn't have 20 people.
We didn't have 20. I think the last bit one that we had, almost 40 people. So
yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah. So if we had, you know, you have to take into consideration, if we have a bigger pool next year, you're going to get a vast amount, especially if it's a main event.
So I mean, I'm expecting to probably get 2 to 3 Born Curves events this year. So I'm not even looking that far ahead. But we'll see what happens whenever they announce this, whatever this regional is for the first quarter, because we haven't even gotten that announcement yet, which is crazy. We 1 month into it, into the year.
I know, man. I mean, when should we be getting the announcement for the new format? In late February, March?
And late March?
Late March.
I wouldn't even worry about that, man.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say about the weekend?
Nothing, man. The only thing I will say is this right here. Is I'm trying – the next time I'm at an event, man, I'm gonna put – I got to start putting more attention, because the fact that I got totally waxed on the previously on, I got totally waxed at the Incursion. I mean, both of them. I think the only win I got was bias. You know, I don't have to win every event, but I sure would like to come to the table. So look out next year, or the next event. Look out.
Oh, look out for Jamar.
That's it. Look out, man.
Look out for me, man. I'm winning every event, man. Every tourney, every event.
Hashtag,
you gonna do me like that. Episode 124, baby.
That was right.
All right, y'all. We gonna get up out of here. And bye. That's all I got.
Yep, peace out. Thank you.